Message number 407. Those who are loyal to me will be taken in the blink of an eye without suffering into the new heaven and earth. Thursday, April 26, 2012 at 08:30 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, again I must tell all of God's children not to feel worried or frightened of events to come. All of humanity will witness my mercy soon, and many, while remorseful for their sins, will not fear me. Instead, their souls will be flooded with my divine love. My light will radiate through their bodies and they will rejoice. The time for the new era of peace brings tremendous joy and excitement for those who acknowledge my hand of mercy. Every single sinner is invited to live eternal life and must not walk away because they are confused. My era of peace will be a new earth where 12 nations will rule under my guidance. You will live in peace, love, and harmony. The natural surroundings you see on the earth today will pale into insignificance when compared with the world which lies ahead. For those worried or frightened for your family or loved ones, bring them with you to my wonderful new paradise. Pray for them and I will give them special graces so that they will be given the gift of recognizing my love. This is my Father's greatest wish, to see the wonder, joy, and love shine through each of his precious children when he unveils the new paradise. You will be reunited with your loved ones who died in a state of grace and who will be resurrected from the dead. Why would you not believe in such a gift? When you trust in my promise to come again, then you will feel peace. All I ask is that you prepare through prayer. When you pray for grace and for others, all will be well. My mercy is so great that few will fail to recognize my divine promise to gather all of God's children and take them home and away from the vice grip of Satan and his demon angels. The truth of my kingdom will be seen even by atheists, who will be shocked. Yet their disbelief will in most cases turn into humble love and acceptance. While many difficult times lie ahead, none will be so hard that you cannot overcome them through your love and devotion to me, your Jesus. Please do not allow fear to get in the way of accepting with joy the gift of my new paradise. Those who are loyal to me will be taken in the blink of an eye without suffering into the new heaven and earth. What should concern you are those hardened sinners who will not ask me to forgive them, who will refuse my hand, and who will instead hold on to their wicked ways. They need your prayers. Pray hard for the salvation of their souls. Your beloved Jesus.